AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight. Democrats and Republicans setting expectations. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
What I think you'll hear today is a clear contrast between Democrats who get stuff done, who deliver for everyday Americans, and have a vision to make life better for the American people into the future, and a group of chaotic, dysfunctional, and extreme MAGA Republicans.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
Tonight, Biden can try to gaslight on the economy and inflation. He can try to tell the American people they are not struggling financially. I'll remind the president that inflation surged to a 40-year high under his failing leadership.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell sees a long battle ahead on inflation.
The goal is to get inflation down to 2%.
We expect, you know, significant progress on inflation this year.
But Powell told the Economic Club of Washington.
The reality is we're going to react to the data.
Powell says if more jobs reports like the one last month or inflation data come in way above expectations, they may have to add on even more interest rate hikes.
There's been an expectation that it'll go away quickly and painlessly, and I don't think that's at all guaranteed.
The Fed has said it envisions a couple more increases before holding steady on interest rates through the end of the year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A positive reaction on Wall Street to Powell's words. The Dow rose 265 points, the Nasdaq 226, and the S&P nearly 53. There have been some dramatic rescues in the earthquake zone of Turkey and Syria, but the death toll has climbed to more than 7,700 and is expected to rise further. More tanks for Ukraine, Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands to provide at least 100 refurbished Leopard 1s. And last night's Powerball drawing had a single winning ticket sold in a Seattle suburb. This is AP News. Super Bowl 57 preparations are underway. George Tanner has a report on the Eagles.
The NFC champion Eagles and AFC champ Chiefs both come in with identical 14-3 records. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts says he looks forward to the showdown with Patrick Mahomes for many reasons, including the fact it's the first time both starting signal callers are African American.
Think about all the rich history in this game. You know, and to be a part of such an historic event, a historic moment, it's special, you know. And there's been so many quarterbacks before me, including Pat, before me that laid the foundation for me to have this opportunity.
It's also a showdown between Eagles center Jason Kelce and his brother, Kansas City tight end Travis. George Tanner, Phoenix.
Betting on the game is projected to reach $16 billion. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.